When we expend negative energy towards others and the world around us, we push ourselves further away from our own success. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts with your host, Richard Levy. Our show provides a positive blueprint to what you could be doing in order to bring more success to your life. Now, here is Richard Levy.
Warm greetings, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States and all around the world. This is Richard Levy in Flower Mound, Texas. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts. We talk about the thoughts, feelings, beliefs, written and spoken words that you need to have in your mind, have in your actions, to get you to where you want to be, get you what you want, and attract the life, people, and the events that you desire. Very simply put, dear friends, successful and wealthy people think and act one certain way. On the other side of the coin, unsuccessful and poor people think a completely different way. So may I ask you, where are you with your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs? Today, my friend, we are going to talk about the five major mistakes people make that push success, wealth, health, and happiness away. Blocks to financial freedom are built up. It doesn't matter what is going around you. It doesn't matter if the economy is good or bad, it's raining or the sun is shining. It does not matter about the economy, the price of the oil, the stock market. All that matters is if you take responsibility for your choice of thoughts, spoken words, written words, and actions. Today we have a very exciting show for you. We'll talk about the five major traps to avoid if you happen to have financial freedom as a goal, and I certainly hope you do. What is financial freedom? Financial freedom means you have the wealth, you have the income to basically live your life as you wish. Your bills are paid for, you're debt-free, and you're able to enjoy the treasures of life. Travel when and where you wish to, live where you wish to, have the pleasures of life, massages, cruises, the restaurants, the great food, great wines if you're a wine drinker, great water if you're a water drinker, whatever you enjoy having in life. People say that money is the root of all evil, and I'm not going to get into the philosophical right or wrong of that. That's beyond the scope of this show, but I want to tell you that those of you who decide to be rich and be wealthy have the choice to share your wealth, to give wealth, to help others have better lives. And what is so bad about that? In the meantime, you're allowing yourself this gift of life to enjoy the pleasures. You're going to learn today not only the five major traps to avoid if you wish to have financial freedom, but you're going to learn what five things are a must if you do indeed have financial freedom as a desire or as a passion. Finally, I want to give you an opportunity to have your success questions personally answered by me on the telephone during a live telephone call. I'll talk about that at the end of the show. Before we get started, as always, I invite you to call in with any questions during our live show today. Area code 646-652-2293. That's 646, that's the area code, then 652-2293. If you're calling from outside the United States, put the 001 prefix at the beginning. All right. Fault number one, which blocks people to having financial freedom, not journaling. What is journaling? That means getting a $2-3 notebook at the pharmacy, at the drugstore, at the grocery store, at the office supply. And you keep that private, and you make entries into this journal all during the day, all during the week, all during the month, all during the year. There is magic, my dear friends, in the power of writing. Why? It's beyond the scope of the show to explain to you why. You'll just have to take my word for it. What you write down becomes imprinted on your subconscious minds. You begin to feel the energy of the words. That energy goes out to the universe, and things happen. It's just that simple. What is the block to financial freedom there? Most people do not follow this advice of journaling because they are too busy with their lives doing other things. We'll talk about being too busy. But being too busy could entail very critical things, and I'm not trying to be sarcastic or funny about emails. I personally use emails. My wife and I communicate via emails. Everybody does, most people, I should say, nowadays communicate via emails. And for your business, it's the lifeline, the lifeblood of businesses. TV, social media, and busy work covering up feelings. A lot of us have busy lives because we're really, really doing a lot of unnecessary conversations with people on the telephone, long conversations. We are taking care of chores that really, really, really are not necessary. All they're doing is serving one purpose, blocking feelings of discomfort, of guilt, of anger, of insecurity. So what do we do to avoid getting in touch with those feelings? We get busy. We get busy, guess what loses out? We do. Our journaling, the very important exercise of journaling. Now, what can you do on the good side with journaling? Number one, gratefulness. I talk about this almost every show, and I just want to put this into your mind. Regardless of your circumstances in life, the challenges around you, the negative people around you, perhaps negative feelings that you're experiencing, writing in your journal at least 5 statements of gratefulness in the morning after getting up and before going to bed will change your energy on a dime, as we say in the United States. It's a cliche. That is, it will immediately change your energy from negative, from despondency to negativity, from negativity to positivity, to feeling optimistic, to feeling hope. Now, a lot of people are convinced about the gratefulness journal. The only problem is most people either don't do it or they're great starters and they stop after a few days. I want to put that in your mind to be aware of that, and awareness is the cure of all weaknesses and temptations to procrastinate, to put off what we really need to do for ourselves. Another use of the journal is to write your goals. Write your goals. Write them out in your hand. Write them out in your free hand, that is. Not on your computer, but in your journal. Read them every day. Be sure and put a date by your journal, by your goals in your journal, is what I meant to say. And every day you can rewrite the goals if you wish to. And what that does is puts more energy out to the universe as you focus on what your hand has written out. Another big advantage of journaling is this: what you've learned about yourself and your own personal development. That is, during the day, if you learn a new thought, something pops in your mind, a thought pops into your mind that allows you to, permits you to feel more self-confident, more optimistic, more hopeful that you can succeed, have what you want in life, put that in your journal so that you can begin building a library, a collection of great sayings. If you happen to be around a successful man, a successful woman, and they say something that really puts turns on the light bulb in your mind, and you say, wow, that I've never thought of it that way, put that in your journal so that you do not chance forgetting it, which is a good likelihood you will. So you can go back and review in the journal what you just learned from this man or woman. I tell you, I used a journal. I still use a journal for my prosperity thinking all the time. I've been doing it for years. But when my second language is German, and when I would visit the German-speaking countries in Europe or run into a German-speaking person in America or wherever I'm traveling to, and they either correct me or I learn a new phrase from them, I will write down that new keyword, that new vocabulary word in my little notebook. And I all of a sudden had, after a while, a collection of phrases and words that I could review and feel better. That's what I want you to do with your prosperity and successful thinking. So the solution then with journaling is this. Decide, not by going by what you feel like doing. It's not a feeling to put in a journal. It's a committed decision. Do you follow that? There's a difference in what I'm saying. You decide, I am going to journal in the morning and in the evening. Journal when you wake up, write down what you're grateful for, rewrite your goals if you haven't already, and make time for any other journal entries of words of wisdom that you learn from other people or from books, so that you're beginning to build your consciousness. Your book and your pen will not walk into your hands. You will have to decide to pick them up. It is your responsibility. All right. Number two, before we get to that, if you have any questions on what I'm saying, remember to give me a call during the show today at 646-652-2293. All right. The second fault that blocks financial freedom is surrounding yourself with negative people. Now, that can be a gigantic challenge, especially if the negative person or persons is in your family. I realize that. And there's different ways that you can handle that. And I talk about that in my book, Thoughts Make You Wealthy. That's a topic for another radio show. But I'm talking more over people outside of you. By the way, as terms of family, since this is the holiday season, depends what you celebrate. And if you're in the United States or if you're outside the United States, and if you happen to be at a family function where there's somebody who is complaining, who's negative, who likes to belittle people, who likes to make fun of people, avoid them. Stay away from them. And what happens if you happen to be sitting at the table eating some nice food and drinking some good wine or good water or cola, whatever you partake in, and this negative person is next to you? Of course, the easiest thing to do is to pick up your plate and your fork and a knife and walk away. But if that's not possible, how can you protect your mind from the negativity of another person? While they're talking, instead of complaining, instead of attempting to change them, instead of thinking about how can I coach them, change your own thinking without anybody knowing. There's nobody who will know what you're doing. Think in terms of your goals. Think in terms of what I call power words: success, wealth, and beauty. There's an infinite amount of power words, but I just picked out those words: success, wealth, and beauty. Just let those words go through your mind while somebody's espousing negativity. I do want to point out to you, in case you happen to socialize with negative people, people who are clueless about prosperity, clueless about goals, clueless on taking responsibility for themselves, you, my dear friends, can be infected by their thinking. That's correct. If you associate with several people who think negatively, and they are not pointed in direction of success and wealth and prosperity, then there's a very good likelihood you'll begin thinking like these people. You'll begin thinking negatively. The five people you surround yourself with the most are going to be the five people who influence you positively or negatively the most. So, what if you're around unhappy, opinionated, negative people, no goals, blamers? As I mentioned, stay away from them. pick new type of friends? How do you find the type of people you want? People who are goal-oriented, people who are passionate about life, people who take responsibility for their lives, responsibility for their thinking. They have very little to no blaming because they know and live by this phrase, wherever it came from. If it is to be, it is up to me. And I'll say that again. If it is to be, it is up to me. Those who repeat that mantra, that saying, that declaration, begin to take responsibility for the thinking. And that is a gigantic leap forward for many of you out there. You begin to build self-confidence. Your self-esteem expands, builds, and you feel helpful and happy and optimistic. And you start attracting more richness, more wealth, and more success into your life. What I want to point out here is associate with positive people. So a question I get often is, what if there are no successful positive people in my circle of friends? Or I live in a small village wherever I am in the world, and there's that type of people. Well, my dear friends, I'm sorry to say, excuse me for sniffling. I have a little cold here. My sincere apologies to you. Anyway, what you want to do is put that out to the universe. Remember the little phrase, if it is to be, it's up to me. So if you're surrounded by negative people wherever you are, put on into your journal the characteristics, 5 or 10 characteristics of successful men or women that you like to associate with. They are goal-oriented, they're optimistic, they're encouraging, they're givers, they're grateful, they're thankful. They have a good sense of humor. They're kind, they're gracious people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Put this on paper, 5, 10, 50, 100 qualities. That's up to you. And you'll begin attracting those type of people into your lives. Very often people who grew up in families with negativity begin, or I should say continue, thinking and expecting people to abuse them, to be nasty to them, to be discouraging to them, so they attract those type of people into their lives. What do I say over and over on my radio shows about how to change your life? Change your thinking, change your life. Change your thinking, change your life. Where does change begin? Change begins with you. And where does change specifically begin? Inside of you, not outside of you. Okay, number three, the third block to success, to financial freedom, is neglecting. Neglecting what? Neglecting is, as I take a sip of tea, please forgive me for doing that during the radio show, but I have no choice because of my cold. Neglecting, this is what a lot of people do to themselves. That is, this is just something, this is a good way to put it about neglecting. Success and wealthy thinking is very easy to do. I'm going to say it again. Success and wealthy thinking is very easy to do. That is, reading affirmations in the morning, visualizing your goals, writing out your goals in your journal, putting a date on them, and feeling and believing you already have your goals, that's easy to do. It really is. But the flip side of this, it's also very easy not to do, to neglect. Why do people neglect their success thinking? Excuse me again for sniffing. Because they have all kinds of reasons. I could give you a million reasons why. And I'll just list a few of them. And I'm sure a lot of you out there can understand and identify with this. It could be getting up early to make lunch for the children. Is there anything wrong with that? Of course not. That's not my point by any means. What about having not enough sleep? Richard, I have to work all day and then put the kids to bed. I have to do some work, and I go to bed so late that I must get my 8 hours. Well, here's the solution to that. Of course you want to get your 8 hours or whatever hours of sleep you need for yourself. Go to bed earlier. Then somebody says, well, Richard, I'd love to go to bed earlier. That would be a luxury to go to bed earlier and get my 8 hours of sleep so I can get up earlier and do my success thinking in the morning. but I was too busy during the day. This is the type of person that I'd love to coach, because what I would do to you in a nice, loving way, my dear friend, is I would ask you to tell me and the universe and the world, what do you do from the morning to the evening that you are so busy? I challenge anybody to tell me what they're doing, and I challenge you also not to find an area or two or three that you could cut out of your daily activities that would allow you to have 15 minutes more during the night of sleep. That is, go to bed 15 minutes earlier so you can get up in the morning and have time to do your success thinking, so you're not neglecting your importance, your importance of successful thinking. All right. Remember, a lot of people nowadays are checking their social media all during the day. All you have to do, at least in the major cities where I visit, where I'm often seeing and visiting or working, I see everybody pulling out their smartphone and checking email and checking social media, their Facebook accounts, their Twitter accounts, Instagram accounts, to see who wrote to them. It feels good, doesn't it, when somebody thinks of you and writes you? It could be something so important that somebody's cat had a baby, something so important that you see a picture on Instagram of the cat drinking milk, or somebody eating a great steak dinner somewhere, or somebody taking a dive in a swimming pool. Now, I'm being a little sarcastic there, and I please apologize for that in advance, but I'm making a point. What is more important, your health, your happiness, your prosperity, success, or pictures on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter? I love all the social media. Don't want to make a mistake about that, but I ask you, and you're the only one who can answer this, what is more important, social media or your success thinking? That is your job. That's not mine. And those who put themselves first come out first. Very simple, isn't that? That's pretty good, I must admit, if I may say that myself. All right. And, of course, I need to mention the television. More and more choices on television, more and more movies to watch, more and more shows to watch. Are they entertaining? You betcha they are. But the time in front of the television is time taken away from yourself. That's a choice you need to make. The fourth block to financial freedom, to having success, happiness, prosperity, relationships that you really, truly want to have, is not knowing who your ideal customer is. If you're in sales and you're selling either services and or products, you're not going to be able to sell. I'm sorry to laugh. You're not going to be able to sell to every single person on the planet. That would be great, wouldn't it? Excuse me for taking a sip of tea again. A lot of us who people who are in sales, or you could actually be looking for an ideal mate. It could be selling your services. It could be selling your products. You have not defined who your ideal customer is. You're going after perhaps the wrong people, and you get frustrated, and you say, well, the sales are bad. Well, if you're not making sales, you're not making money. And it's just that simple. So you need to change your tactics quite a bit. You need to identify what is the age of the ideal customer client. If somebody's outside that age, ideal age group, don't mess with them. How about their wealth? Do you need somebody who's extremely wealthy, somebody with moderate means, somebody who's starting out, or somebody who's had financial challenges? Focus on that bracket of people who have that certain amount of income, more or less. How about education? Do you need a college educated client? Is that what you're looking for? Or somebody who's had a basic education? Or somebody who has advanced degrees, professionally educated? Put that out in the universe. Again, put this into your journal. How about motivation? If you're selling to somebody and you're in direct marketing, multi-level marketing is what I should say, you're going to need to have somebody who's motivated. Don't give your business card, or don't try to sell somebody who is lazy, who doesn't have goals, who doesn't care. You're wasting your time, you're wasting their time. Now, you get that person to come to my radio show or to my website, thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com, there's a chance they may get motivated. But let me tell you, the best motivators of the world cannot motivate a lazy person who doesn't care, who has apathy, who has no interest in becoming a better person, and is rather waste time eating, drinking, watching television, or doing other destructive things for themselves. They'll one day wake up and hopefully decide what is important to them in life. So keep in mind of the qualities of the ideal customer. Put that on paper. Is the another advantage of using your journal and paper is for clarity. Who is the ideal customer, and why do you want this ideal customer? The clearer you are to yourself, the clearer the universe is and understands what you want, and the faster you will have results of attracting the ideal customer. You can draw a sketch on paper or just simply make a list of the qualities of the person you're looking for. Yes, a question I get is, can you change those qualities day to day as you encounter other people and you think, well, this would be a great customer and they have XYZ qualities. Of course, put that on your list. Put that into your journal. And the final block to financial freedom, to having success and wealth, are selling and marketing mistakes. Your product or your service that you sell may be great. I don't doubt that. It could be the most fantastic thing ever invented. But you need to put a much higher emphasis on marketing. Either learn how to market well or hire somebody who knows how to market on social media, how to copyright, how to place ads. It's so critical. A lot of people hate marketing and they hate selling, and that goes out to the universe and the results are failure. You've got to, yes, be able to have a great product, a great service. But nowadays, my dear friends, it is all about marketing. What does marketing do? It has the effect of on the customer that they're eager, they have a desire, they have a passion to buy from you, to learn more from you, to have your services. Not to be silly with you, we have our two little dogs, Lucy and Ricky Ricardo, and we love them very much, and they love us. At least it feels that way. And when I give them a somewhat healthy, I don't know how healthy treats are, but when I want to give Lucy a treat, for example, I wiggle her around a little bit, not to tease her, but to build up her anticipation, to let her feel eager towards the trees, not actually trees, a chew stick. If you don't know what that is, don't be concerned with this. Not that important if you're not a dog person. Anyway, Lucy looks up. She doesn't smile. Dogs do not smile. But she's excited. And, of course, I give it to her. And she takes it and runs into the living room or whatnot. So the same thing in your marketing. When you're successful in marketing, your customers, your clients are eager to do business with you, to buy your products, to buy your services. So make that a job, make that an intention of yours to learn and be the best in marketing. The only little caution I want to say about marketing, you could learn everything you want to know about marketing in about 65 lifetimes. And that's a silly statement, isn't it? As I take a sip of tea. What I'm saying is that there's so much to learn about marketing, but find somebody who can coach you on marketing, get books on marketing, but marketing that is simply written that explains to you what you can do to market your products and be good at it. Most of the successful people put most of their emphasis on marketing and sales techniques. Yes, you've got to have a great product. Of course you do, but you've got to know how to market. The people buy from you mostly on your attitude, who you are and what you can do for them. That's the first question they're asking in their mind. Who is this man or woman selling to me and what can they do for me? They won't express that to you, but I guarantee you that's what they're thinking and feeling when you come up to them or they come up to you. And it's decided in the first few seconds, yay or nay, thumbs up or thumbs down. That's why it's so important for you to feel positive energy within yourself, to feel great, feel optimistic, feel self-confident, have self-esteem, be excited about life. How do you accomplish those inner feelings? By what I talked about at the beginning of the radio show today. Writing down your affirmations, reading them in your journal, gratefulness, visualizing success. And there's other ways that I talk about on other radio shows, such as sending out positive energy to other people, giving good away, either that's money or advice or counsel to help others get over their challenges, their problems, and help others become successful. One of the best and fastest ways to become successful and prosperous is by helping others reach their goals. Why does the universe work that way? Just trust me. It's beyond the scope of this show to explain that to you, but just trust me. There's lots of ways you can feel great, and when you feel great, customers and clients feel good, they believe in you, and they want to know more about your products and perhaps buy them. So long story short, love. Yes, I said love. Love selling and love marketing. And if you have to almost force yourself to do that, write that in your journal and begin to feel that energy. That is if you wish to be successful. But because successful marketing brings successful sales, brings money to you. All right. I want you to be sure and ask questions about success. About how a man or woman who's very wealthy, very prosperous, very happy, ask them what they do, what they think about, what is their day like. Put that in your journal. Read the best books. There are billions of books, self-development books. Find the best ones out there that leave you feeling good, that we can get new ideas about how to reach your goals. And be sure and journal what you learn. Make yourself better, more confident, and you attract the sales, the clients who buy. Become an expert. Learn everything you can about whatever it is you're involved with, whatever you're selling, whatever services you're involved with. Be able to answer questions and objections. This is what customers want. This is what clients want. And by all means, take care of the client after the sale. Service, service, and service. All right. Did you learn some new things today, my dear friends? Did you get some new ideas for success? Is this something that you'd like to do from one or the five blocks to financial freedom to success? Do you find yourself in any of those categories? Some? None? All of them? I'd love to hear from you. Let me know at wealthythoughts@gmail.com. I'll repeat that in a moment. Now, let me ask you something, ladies and gentlemen. Did you get a lot out of the training, out of the information provided today in the radio show? Then I want to ask you if you're ready to go to the next level and have more information like this, but on a higher level, and become even more confident, more successful, a better person within. Would an 8-week program, that's one computer module a week to watch in the leisure of your home, where you can take notes and learn new ways to think, like you did hopefully today, and adopt new ideas so that wealth and success come to you instead of being pushed away? Would that be of some interest to you? Additionally, would 8 weeks of mentoring from me on a weekly basis through a phone call, where you can get every question answered, be of interest to you? Would a closed Facebook page, that means open only to members of the group, of the 8-week group, where you can post your questions and learn from other like-minded people, be of interest to you? The regular price of this 8-week course is $1,799. But stay on. Don't run off. Don't run off. I heard you say, who am I to spend that money? As a listener to Wealthy Thoughts, the price is, are you ready? Just $297. $297 is all that is. I have even a 4-week guarantee. If within the first 4 weeks, you, my dear friend, you do not believe that this is absolutely the very best training you've ever received, what do? You simply email me, and I'll give you a 100% refund, no questions asked at all. I feel so confident in this training. This ends up to be about $6 a day for 8 modules. That's 8 weeks of computer training and 8 weeks of mentoring from me. What are you waiting for? That is, if you're committed to success. I'll even throw in 30 minutes of free coaching, no obligation. We'll do that before you even start the training. Tell me where you are in life, and I'll give you feedback on your progress. And there's no obligation to purchase. Get your free mentoring. And if you're satisfied, I wish you a happy life, and we both can move on to bigger and better things. And if you're interested in joining in on the 8-week program for $297, go to my website, thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. That's thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. It's on this email, on the radio show, and it's also on my daily press release message. Go to the contact portion of my website and fill out the form and send it away to me. Or just straightly, if you want to go directly to me, go to wealthythoughts@gmail.com. That's wealthythoughts with an S at gmail.com. Would you like a shot of prosperity energy every morning, my dear friends? Join thousands. Free, no charge, cancel anytime. It's Richard Levy's free daily prosperity message. It comes into your inbox, email inbox, every single morning of the year. Also, I have a free webinar, also at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. It lasts about 25 minutes or so, 5 Secrets to Financial Freedom. Nothing to buy. Get your tea, get your coffee, get your water, become undisturbed from distractions, and learn the 5 Secrets to Financial Freedom. And that is at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. It's on the homepage there, very easy to receive the free webinar. Join our prosperity conversation on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/thoughtsmakeyouwealthy. We talk about prosperity, and there's also posts there every day that have additional helpful benefits of you reading, of you feeling more energetic, more optimistic, more hopeful, more confident in your own success. Remember this, just $297 or 3 easy payments of $100 each, the 8-week program, Financial Freedom, 8 computer modules, and mentoring once a week by me. That's thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. Let me hear from you, or go to wealthythoughts@gmail.com. Remember, this offer will not be there forever, so act today. Act on your behalf, on your family's behalf, on your behalf of your future, and choose to take action rather than procrastinate. That's thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. Click on contact, or simply straight email would be wealthythoughts@gmail.com. That's it for this week, dear friends. Remember this. Whatever you focus on, whatever you think about, whatever you talk about, and whatever you write about is what you become. That determines if you're open to wealth or secretly reject a rich life. That is your choice. We'll see you next time on Wealthy Thoughts. Remember this. Love, appreciate, admire, and approve of the most important person in your life.
Thank you for inviting positive success into your life this week on Wealthy Thoughts. Please join host Richard Levy again. And this week, think of something positive you can do to bring success to yourself and others.